yeah, awesome to take on the Thunder and be top of the table now.
Yeah, do you feel like the team's sort of clicking into gear and finding, you know, form at the right time?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, it's a pretty long competition, so you want to be hitting your straps come the back end, and I think we're doing that. We've got, you know, different performers with the ball and the bat throughout the comp, so, yeah, I think we're looking really nice. We know there's still a few games to go, and we'll be looking to try and win as many of them we can and hopefully get that home final.
How impressive has Chloe Ainsworth been in her first season?
Yeah, I think obviously she's just riding the wave at the moment. I think those in WA, we've known she's going to be a good talent for a few years now, and you know, she's been quite young, so we've just been waiting for her to get a little bit older and take the game on. So for her to get an opportunity this year and come out, she's taken massive wickets. She's not just taking you know, lower order wickets to get Cappy first ball today and things like that. It's awesome to see.
And how about Moons? What form is she in at the moment?
Yeah, well, I mean, what form is she in? She's in Mooney form, I guess. I think we just said she's made 400 runs every year of the Big Bash, so she's just been in good form for 9 years. So, but no, she's all class at the top of the order, and yeah, hats off to her for making another time today. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, what do you think it says about her that in 9 years she's never had a bad season?
Yeah, I think that's the kind of hallmark of Beth Mooney, is she's just ultra consistent. And that's her biggest strength, you know. She'll always score runs for you. She very rarely has a couple of off games in a row. So, yeah, we're really lucky to have her at the Scorchers and, yeah, bank on her to score runs.
And what's next for the team?
We go to, what do?
Sydney.
We go to Sydney for a couple of games. And then, right. So we got a week in Sydney, which will be nice. A few days off and then back to Perth for a game against the Stars, I think. So, yeah, I think we've still got four games to go before finals, and we're just looking to put our best foot out there.
Yeah, it's so tight in the top four. It's going to be a really tight battle to get those home finals.
Yeah, I think so. We obviously know that we play the Strikers and then the Thunder again. So we know we've got some tough games coming up, and, you know, obviously that home advantage is massive to finish top of the table. So I guess that's what we set our sights on. And, but, you know, we'll just take it from here, one game at a time.
Cool, thanks for that.
Easy.